Submissions were made earlier this week in a bail hearing for one of the men arrested and charged with second-degree murder in a fatal house fire on Bruce Avenue. Jared Herrick is seeking bail. Herrick is one of five people charged in connection to the April 2021 fire that killed three people: Guy Henry, 49, Jasmine Marie Claire Galen Summers, 27, and Jamie Lynn Rose, 33. Another man, David Cheff, survived by jumping out a window on the second floor. Herrick and another man, Philippe Janot, 34, each face three counts of first-degree murder, one count of attempted murder, one count of conspiracy to commit murder, one count of arson with disregard for human life, one count of break, enter and commit an indictable offense, and one count of possession of an incendiary device. Herrick is being represented by defense lawyer Ken Walker. Liam Stinson and Fernand Boldick are both charged with three counts of being party to first-degree murder, being party to attempted murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and being party to arson with disregard for human life. Riley Roy, 27, is charged with conspiracy to commit an indictable offense. There is a publication ban in effect, which means much of the evidence surrounding the case cannot be made public. Superior Court Justice Donald Gordon will give his decision on May 18. There are many people watching this court case with a keen interest. One of them is Matthew Galen, the husband of Jasmine Galen. He told Sudbury.com his late wife was in the house that night because she was there with a friend. She was in the wrong place at the wrong time, Galen said. The two were married in July 2018. Jasmine was a wonderful person, she was the love of my life, and I miss her like crazy, Galen said. She gave me love unlike anything I can explain. People tell me all the time that Jasmine would want me to move on, to be happy, but I'm not happy, I'm still grieving. My focus now is on doing things Jasmine wanted us to do together, but now I have to do them for her, rather than with her. Galen said he was in jail when his wife died. He had been arrested, charged and convicted for possessing a restricted weapon. He was released from jail in March this year, almost a year after his wife was killed. I didn't believe it at first, he said. When Jasmine's mom told me, I thought Jasmine would be fine, that she would just go to the hospital, but then her mom told me she passed away. I didn't know anything else, just that she had died in a house fire. It wasn't until a week later that I found out she was actually murdered. I'm crushed. To go through that while you're in jail is difficult, and then to get out, and see where she was killed and what has happened since that night has not been easy. Galen, a truck driver by trade, has moved to Barrie and watches the court proceedings in this matter. I believe Jared will be denied bail, he said.